KKR bets big on renewable energy future with $4.2 billion EDF power deal. KKR has agreed to acquire EDF's North American Power Solutions operations for $4.2 billion, marking one of the largest infrastructure carve-outs of 2026 and positioning the private equity giant at the center of an accelerating contest for grid-critical assets in the United States and Canada. The deal strips away the North American arm of EDF's distributed energy and power management business, a portfolio that spans generation, energy services, and grid support infrastructure across the continent. EDF, the French state-controlled utility, has signaled in recent years that capital recycling from non-core geographies would fund its European nuclear and renewables priorities. The $4.2 billion price tag gives KKR a platform asset at a moment when the market for reliable, dispatchable power solutions is tightening faster than new supply can enter. Specific revenue figures and EBITDA margins for the divested unit were not disclosed in available public reporting. The demand signal for flexible, grid-integrated power capacity in North America is as strong as we have seen in a decade. An infrastructure investor familiar with KKR's thesis would likely note, though no formal KKR or EDF executive commentary was publicly available in the source material at time of publication. Terms beyond the headline price were not disclosed. The transaction lands at a precise inflection point. North American power demand, driven by data center expansion, onshoring of manufacturing, and electrification of industrial processes, is outpacing grid investment at a pace not seen since the mid-2000s build-out cycle. The buyer here is not a utility seeking rate-based growth. KKR is a returns-driven allocator with a mandate to extract value from operational improvement, capital structure optimization, and eventual exit at a premium multiple. The gap between what EDF valued this business at on its balance sheet and what a standalone platform can command in the current energy infrastructure market is the core of the investment thesis. KKR pays infrastructure multiples for an asset with platform optionality. The $4.2 billion figure is the anchor. Without disclosed EBITDA, a precise entry multiple cannot be calculated from available public data. What can be said? Comparable infrastructure carve-outs in the North American energy services space have historically transacted between 12 times and 18 times EBITDA, depending on contract duration, counterparty quality, and asset mix. If the EDF North America business carries margins consistent with peer energy services platforms, the implied EBITDA range would fall between approximately $233 million and $350 million. This is Plecamium's analytical estimate based on sector comps, not disclosed data. KKR's infrastructure strategy has a documented history of buying at scale and operating aggressively. The firm's infrastructure assets under management has grown substantially over the prior decade, and its energy transition portfolio reflects a deliberate tilt toward assets that benefit from both policy tailwind and structural demand growth. Acquiring EDF's North American operations gives KKR regulated and contracted revenue streams, a serviceable customer base with switching costs, and the operational infrastructure to layer on additional distributed energy acquisitions. The Plecamium read, "KKR is not buying a static utility subsidiary. It is buying a consolidation vehicle." The EDF divestiture logic: Paris needs capital, and North America is the unlock. EDF carries one of the largest capital programs in European energy, anchored by new nuclear construction in France and offshore wind commitments across the European Union. The company has communicated publicly that non-core asset monetization is a pillar of its funding strategy. North American Power Solutions, while operationally sound, does not fit the strategic core of a state-owned French utility managing a continent-scale energy transition at home. The $4.2 billion proceeds flow directly into EDF's capital recycling program. For EDF shareholders and the French government as majority owner, the transaction represents a clean exit from a geography where the parent has limited competitive advantage versus local operators and U.S.-focused infrastructure funds. The implied message to the market: EDF is concentrating its balance sheet, and investors should read future non-European asset sales through the same lens. This mirrors the logic behind several large European utility carve-outs of the prior cycle. EON's divestiture of U.S. midstream interests in 2016 and Enel's phased reduction of its Americas exposure between 2020 and 2023 both followed the same template: raise capital at home, exit markets where the strategic premium is limited. EDF is following a well-worn path, and KKR is the beneficiary. Defense and industrial convergence. Why energy infrastructure is the new dual-use asset, a parallel capital deployment story, is emerging in adjacent sectors. Venus Aerospace, a six-year-old rocket engine startup, closed a $91 million Series B in July 2026, led by Mercury Fund with participation from Lockheed Martin Ventures. Lockheed Martin Ventures cited Venus's development of a rotating detonation rocket engine, which uses continuous supersonic detonation waves to generate thrust, and specifically noted the company's speed to manufacture and progress on supply chain constraints. Venus Aerospace raised $91 million in its Series B round in July 2026, led by Mercury Fund. Lockheed Martin Ventures cited the startup's rapid development of its rotating detonation rocket engine as a welcomed addition to the defense ecosystem. The connection to the KKR EDF deal is not coincidental. Both transactions reflect the same macro force. Capital is repricing infrastructure and industrial technology, assets that sit at the intersection of energy, defense readiness, and supply chain sovereignty. Distributed power capacity and advanced propulsion both serve dual-use demand vectors. The institutional capital flowing into Venus Aerospace from a defense prime signals that the line between energy infrastructure investment and defense industrial investment is narrowing. For private equity allocators watching KKR's move on EDF North America, the Venus Aerospace Series B is a leading indicator. If Frontier Propulsion Technology is attracting $91 million at pre-production stage, the premium on scaled, operational power infrastructure with a North American footprint is not going to compress anytime soon. What $4.2 billion buys? Platform, pipeline, and the consolidation thesis caption. Key transaction metrics for KKR EDF North America and the Venus Aerospace Series B. EBITDA and multiple data were not disclosed in public reporting. KKR enters this asset with a platform strategy. North American distributed power and energy services remain highly fragmented below the top tier. Regional operators, municipal energy managers, and mid-market industrial energy service providers are all potential bolt-on targets. KKR has the balance sheet, the sector relationships, and the operational playbook to execute a roll-up. The exit path is clear: a scaled North American energy infrastructure platform with contracted revenues and diversified end markets is a natural candidate for either a public market listing or a secondary sale to a sovereign wealth fund or pension. Both buyer pools are actively seeking infrastructure yield in 2026. The $4.2 billion entry price for EDF's North American operations positions KKR to pursue a consolidation strategy in a market where distributed energy assets are repricing toward infrastructure multiples driven by data center load growth and industrial reshoring demand. The Plecamium view the market will read this as a straightforward infrastructure carve-out. It is more than that. KKR is acquiring operational control over a set of assets that will become increasingly critical as the North American grid faces structural stress from electrification and AI-driven power demand. The key insight the source reporting does not make explicit. EDF's North American business likely includes long-duration service contracts with industrial and commercial counterparties who cannot easily source equivalent capacity from the open market. Those contracts are not just revenue, they are a moat. The second-order play is consolidation speed. KKR will move to acquire smaller distributed energy platforms in the U.S. Mid-market within 18 to 24 months of close. The parallel in private equity precedent. Brookfield's acquisition of TerraForm Power created a consolidation engine that more than doubled the platform's capacity within 4 years of initial acquisition. KKR is building the same chassis. The Venus Aerospace Series B is a corroborating signal, not a distraction. When Lockheed Martin Ventures invests in a pre-production propulsion startup and explicitly calls out speed to manufacture and supply chain constraints as investment rationale, it is telling the market that the premium on industrial and energy infrastructure is being set by national security requirements, not just commercial returns. KKR's $4.2 billion bet on EDF North America sits in the same capital thesis: hard assets, strategic scarcity, and a buyer pool that extends beyond traditional financial sponsors to include sovereigns and defense-linked corporates. The market is not fully pricing the strategic optionality embedded in scaled North American power infrastructure. KKR is. The bottom line, KKR's $4.2 billion acquisition of EDF's North American Power Solutions operations is the largest infrastructure carve-out signal of mid-2026, and it tells institutional allocators two things simultaneously. First, European utilities are serious about balance sheet concentration, and more non-core asset sales will follow from EDF and its continental peers. Second, North American power infrastructure is entering a valuation re-rating driven by demand forces, including data centers, manufacturing reshoring, and grid stress, that will not abate within a typical private equity hold period. For investors, the entry window for distributed energy platform assets at reasonable multiples is closing. KKR saw that. The next buyer in this market will pay more.